Thank you very much for staying with us here on Press TV as we continue our coverage of the Israeli aggression on the Gaza Strip, the continuing Israeli aggression that is on the Gaza Strip. We are now seeing live images coming out of the Gaza Strip, as we've been showing you in the past hour as well, of continuing aerial bombardments, as Akram Al-Sattari, our correspondent, was earlier telling us as well. Akram is now joining us, in fact, via satellite from Gaza itself. Akram, what is the latest? We do hear that the ground incursion is occurring.
Well, the ground incursion is not occurring. Israeli air forces and Israeli naval forces and also ground forces are targeting the Gaza Strip heavily. They have been bombarding the whole buffer zone nearby area, starting from Rafah till Beit Lahia and Beit Hanun, which is 47 kilometers along the border. They have been, now there are some medical reports about tens of people who are injured according to that, but formally there is still no ground incursion. There are some news about the Israeli Prime Minister ordering the Israeli occupation forces to start a large-scale ground offensive. But then there was some news about the Israeli Prime Minister ordering the troops to do a limited ground incursion in order to destroy the tunnels and to demonstrate the control over the nearby area to the border. I think now Israel is using the propaganda and the media to scare the Palestinians and to the Palestinians, as to the Hamas and the Palestinian military wings, and also to scare the Palestinian population, making them believe that there is some ground incursion taking place. I'm repeating now, there is some large-scale ground assaults from beyond the buffer zone into the Gaza Strip. There are some heavy aerial attacks along the border, which is 47 kilometers. There are some naval attacks towards the Khan Yunis, Rafah area, and Deir el-Balah. There are some injuries falling now. Medical sources confirm that there are tens of people injured, but there's still now there is no ground incursion taking place. Hamas, from its side, said that any miscalculated sort of action will have a dire repercussions on the Zionist enemy, which is Israel in this case. So Hamas is defying that sort of a step. The Israel is talking about a ground incursion without conducting an actual ground incursion, without deploying troops in the ground. They are just targeting the buffer zone area and targeting the people into their houses, but there are still no limited or major kind of a ground incursion, but there are some signals that there is some leap into the level of targeting of the areas, but no ground offensive yet.
And Akram, at the very least, though, does this mark an escalation in the violence from the Israeli side towards Gaza? And what does that mean then going forward? Are we seeing an escalation of violence now?
Indeed. We are seeing a large escalation. Israel is jumping to the front. Israel is leaping. Israel wants to make sure that the Palestinians accept the conditions and give up some of their conditions. Israel is not willing to give the Palestinians the right of movement, the right of having access to decent living. They have been negotiating the terms and conditions of the ceasefire with Palestinians in Egypt. Egypt made a special statement saying that Hamas could have saved many potential lives by accepting the ceasefire proposal. It looks like now Israel is so very unhappy with the fact that Hamas is not accepting that proposal, and Israel is willing to make Hamas come back to the negotiation table and make Hamas ready to compromise some of the terms that were suggested and were demanded by Hamas as the key and the ground to any possible ceasefire. So what we are saying now is a major escalation, but not a ground offensive, in order to bring Hamas back to the negotiation table in Cairo and to make them compromise some of the terms that they have stipulated earlier.
Okay, Akram, thanks very much for that. As always, that was Akram Al-Sattari, Press TV's correspondent, speaking to us there live from Gaza itself. Now, we're joined by Mr. Chris Bambury, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us now on the line from London. Mr. Bambury, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, I wanted to get your assessment of what we're hearing, a ground incursion, but not a ground incursion. How do you see what's happening? Is this some sort of a war that's being waged through the media on the part of Israel?
I think there is a war being waged by the media. I think the Israelis are trying to put the pressure, as your correspondent just said, on Hamas by threatening a ground invasion. The Israelis are aware that there is going to be a huge price of that, as they know from the last attempt, last incursion into Gaza. They also know that there's going to be a response around the world. Actually, tonight I'm speaking from Glasgow in Scotland, where already activists across the city are preparing for protests this weekend over what is happening in Gaza. Israel is becoming increasingly isolated. But it is also clear there is a debate in Israel. And I'm going to use Israeli terms. There are those in the Israeli security establishment who are saying it is not enough to go and pull out the wheat. We have to send in the bulldozers. In other words, there is a discussion in Israel that they should go in and reoccupy Gaza and try to end this by reimposing Israeli occupation, which would be a horrendous option in terms of that. But I think we have to be on guard. Clearly, there's a media game here in terms of trying to up the ante, put the pressure on Hamas. But also, there are sections of the Israeli IDF and sections of the security establishment who are arguing we should go in and take out Hamas, with all the consequences that means. So I think we have to be on guard that we are in the potential for a serious escalation of this war, and war it is.
Indeed, and we're also joined now by Mr. Mark Glenn, who is with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. I wanted to get your opinion as well on this talk of a ground incursion on the part of Israel, ordering that ground incursion to Israeli forces, but our correspondent saying it seems that that will either be very limited in nature or will not occur at all. It seems that it may just be a media war of sorts. What's your opinion on this?
Well, we have to wait and see what happens, obviously, but the notion that Israel would be incapable of invading Gaza and taking it again, I think, is out of the question. Of course, Israel is capable of doing it. Let's not forget that there is a large segment of the right-wingers in Israel who are absolutely seething over the pullout that took place in 2005. They consider this to be something of religious blasphemy, that Israel would pull out of land that was given to her, quote-unquote, by God in the Old Testament. You have people who have been bristling, particularly Netanyahu's people, who have been saying all of this time that we cannot allow something like this to stand. We have got to take Gaza. This belongs to the Jewish people. And so, but I think that the bigger issue, the bigger question that we have to address when it comes to this entire thing, going back to the kidnapping and the murder of these three Jewish settlers, is that this entire operation is Netanyahu's move to try to consolidate what is a very fractured Jewish community, not just in Israel, but worldwide. There has been a gang war going on between the right wing and the left wing elements now, ever since his re-election as prime minister. And Netanyahu can't seem to get anything done that he wants to get done. You know, he has not been successful in inducing Barack Obama to invade and destroy Iran, to invade at least Syria with American troops. Netanyahu looks like a fool in front of his people worldwide. And so what has happened with regards to this entire business, beginning with the kidnapping and the murder of these three Jewish settlers, and then all of the military activity, the human sacrifice, as I like to refer to it, that has been taking place in Gaza, you know, Netanyahu has managed to consolidate both the right-wingers and the left-wingers now under basically under one roof, and he's in control of most of them. I think that the other issue that we need to add, we need to consider here, is what happens as a result of this. If, as a result of the ground incursion and another successful military operation where thousands of innocent Palestinians are killed, you know, this is going to put Netanyahu in a position where he can really start pushing the envelope. He can start making pressure on pro-Israel groups around the world to start putting pressure on the United States to invade and destroy Iran. This thing, it has much wider implications than simply the very dire circumstances surrounding what the people in Gaza are facing. It really could conceivably, if things work out in Netanyahu's favor, it could wind up widening this war to include Iran, Syria, and who knows where else.